So you're a recruiter?
That I am.
Would I have to kill anyone?
Would you like to?
Young computer whiz James Clayton is newly graduated from MIT and sought after by top corporate recruiters. But the one who intrigues him the most, and intrigue is the key word, is Walter Burke of the Central Intelligence Agency.
James, I have recruited and trained and served with the best our country has to offer for over a quarter of a century. I am a scary judge of talent. It's my gift. I am recruiting you, Mr. Clayton.
Well, in case you haven't noticed, I'm not exactly CIA material.
You have any idea what CIA material is?
It's not me.
No?
James signs up, and in the course of the grueling training, finds himself, as Burke puts it, through the looking glass, where nothing is as it seems.
Our failures are known. Our successes are not. That's a company motto. You save the world. They send you to some dusty basement at Langley, give you a little lemonade and cookies, and show you your medal. You don't even get to take it home.
It's a cat and mouse game, but which is the cat and which is the mouse? Prey and predator are constantly changing places. Irish-born Colin Farrell, who drops his Dublin brogue for the role, admits he is not nearly as savvy about computers as his character is, but it is the character that attracted him.
Much more than any of the technical stuff, or more than a CIA thriller, I just wanted to approach it as just to see what's going on with the young guy and what's going on in his mind and in his heart, and, you know, what's his emotional state, you know, during the telling of the story.
Bridget Monaghan co-stars as Layla, a fellow agent in training. Monaghan says she learned that for women agents, gender can be an asset, but romance may be a liability.
I think it's hard for women to separate their heart from things, and she definitely goes through this in this role. And I'm sure if the stakes were even higher, it must be very difficult to be a woman in the field, and whether or not you're compromising yourself for certain things and if that's really worth it.
Is your name Layla Moore?
Yes.
True. Last night at the bar, you said we had chemistry together. Do we?
What?
His interrogation answered the man.
Simple question, yes or no.
I was undercover, Legend. It was part of the op.
True.
As recruiter and trainer Burke, Al Pacino sees a parallel between actors and secret agents, who he says must actually be skilled at playing a role. But Pacino also likes how the plot keeps the audience guessing.
I thought the characters made some interesting turns, and I don't think I've done this kind of movie before. I felt there was something about the structure of the screenplay and the aspect of the thriller aspect of it that was could possibly be appealing to an audience. And I thought it was an interesting character to play because of what he goes through and what he's been through. I saw it as an entertainment.
Director Roger Donaldson has explored the inner and often secret workings of government before in such films as No Way Out and 13 Days. But the Australia-born filmmaker also says it's the interaction of the characters that draws him in.
You know, I think the movies that have appealed to me as scripts to do have been they're all about relationships. That's really the sort of where I start in my interest in a project, and the part of the script that I feel is the most important ultimately is to really try and relate to these characters as though we knew, you know, as though we were part of the story, and try and take you into the story, because I think relationships are ultimately what's the most important in everybody's lives. So who their, you know, their friends are, their enemies are, their family, you know, those are the things that we all have in common and are all interested in, and for me that they're always a great starting point to create a story around.
You think this is a game, James?
I think it's a test.
No. I'm sorry, my friend. This is no test.
Everything is a test!
The Recruit was made with the cooperation of the CIA. Credited screenwriters include Roger Towne, Kurt Wimmer, and Mitch Glazer, and the musical score is by German-born composer Klaus Badelt. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.